Two big airlines are in court this week, defending their plan to coordinate flights with each other in the Northeast. We are talking American Airlines and JetBlue. They began an alliance early last year, but the Justice Department calls this a de facto merger and wants to undo it. Here and Now's transportation analyst Seth Kaplan is on the airplane intercom to talk about it. Hey, Seth.
Hey, Scott. Yeah, that'd be more fun.
So, yeah, I fly from DC to Boston periodically for work, and when I open up, say, the JetBlue app to book a flight, the American Airlines flights kind of show up there, too. It's surely coordinated to some degree. What exactly have these two airlines combined here?
Right. Well, they've merged part of their business. There's no question about that, right? This is an alliance, not a full merger. They are, first of all, two different airlines. And when you talk about these alliances, an alliance can involve sort of one geographical part of an airline's network. So I think a lot of people know American Airlines and British Airways, for example, almost operate as one airline across the Atlantic. So in this case, you have the geography, the Northeast, places like New York, JFK, and Boston, where the airlines connect with each other, even though they still have two sets of planes. They can share gates, but other parts of the business aren't merged. So even though they can share gates and they can coordinate their schedules, they can't decide what the prices are going to be jointly. Whereas if they were one merged airline, of course they could.
Now, in the antitrust trial, American's CEO says no, this is not a merger. What is the Justice Department's argument that it effectively is?
Well, the Justice Department says that this is causing consumer damage to the tune of, it says, $700 million a year. It says, look, these airlines, when you put them together or almost together, whatever you want to call these things, dominate certain markets. It named Rochester, New York as an example, where these two airlines together have the majority of the market. And so it says, look, this is not true competition. These airlines are, in its mind, you know, cooperating to the point of, you know, collusion is what antitrust is about, right? The airlines say, look, you can talk about the theoretical harm, but in fact, this has been, as you said, been going on for a while now, for a year and a half. And those consumer harms, even if you thought they might happen, haven't happened. Fares haven't gone up as the DOJ expected. And so what's the harm?
Seth, this is all happening as JetBlue is busy with another deal. It's trying to finalize a nearly $4 billion purchase of Spirit Airlines. Will this antitrust case affect the acquisition?
Well, there's this relationship here, and this is all very fascinating. So first of all, Spirit has come out against this alliance between JetBlue and American. So even though Spirit is selling itself to trying to sell itself anyway to JetBlue, it says it's against this, and they say, "Wait a second! It wants, you know, it's here trying to become a part of JetBlue, but it's opposing it." Well, you know, Spirit has to do two separate things, right? It has to go and get the best deal for its shareholders, which it kind of reluctantly agreed was selling itself to JetBlue, but it also has to run the airline as it exists today. And today, it is a competitor of JetBlue, and it believes that this alliance between American and JetBlue harms Spirit as it exists today. Now, keep in mind, there's going to be a whole set of new antitrust issues here, right, with that merger. And almost certainly, to get any merger through, usually companies have to give up something. And this could very much be one of those things where even if these airlines succeed in preserving the alliance, who knows how many months from now, JetBlue's in the position of having to sort of barter away the alliance that it's fighting for right now in exchange for getting that deal to go through with Spirit.
Yeah, to grab it and then perhaps have to give it up later on. Seth Kaplan is Here and Now's transportation analyst. Seth, thank you.
Thank you, Scott.